Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, John.
Hey,
John. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing great, and we're looking forward. Tonight, you got Jake Arrieta coming into town to take on Yu Darvish. Isn't that a beauty? That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that was absolutely their choice, and they actually gave Arrieta the choice to come back at about that same rate. I think it was a contract similar to what Darvish ultimately signed for, and Jake decided he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to make that amount of money per year, and he wanted to go on the free agent market. Some people think he made the right decision, going to Philly and getting more per year, less overall, and some people are still scratching their head. I think part of the issue was he felt with what he had done for the Cubs that he shouldn't have been paid less than Lester per year, and I think that's what it came down to, because he did like Chicago. So it was an unusual choice. I don't think the Cubs were shocked. I think they understood where he stood, and probably surprised the rest of us by not taking that deal, though.
Well, John, when you look at Jake Arrieta since he left the Cubs, 40 starts, 14-15 record, 3.98 ERA, 228 innings, which is a pretty durable guy. He takes him out every fifth day. But did the Cubs make a mistake?
Only in that you wonder about Darvish. Darvish is doing much better this year than he did last year. That contract looks better now than it did during last season. I don't blame the Cubs. They made him a reasonable offer. Per year, that's a fair offer, I think, and he didn't take it. So I'm not blaming the Cubs at all. And in regard to Arrieta, the fact that it didn't work out, I don't blame them. Should he have gotten the same deal Lester got at that point in his career? Probably not. So, I think the Cubs probably did the right thing. The only question is Darvish going to be worth it?
Yeah, it's possible that they could have been right about one decision and wrong about the other one. I think that with Darvish anyway, we were wondering earlier, what if Jake had signed here? Would he be would he be more than a 500 pitcher? Would the run support have been there for him? Would he be having a different conversation, or would people be down on him right now like they are on you? Not you, John.
Yeah, no, I understand. There are people down on me as well. I'm not taking that personally. He hasn't been spectacular for that amount of money. He has not been spectacular. He does answer the bell. He is out there every fifth day. He was not great, particularly at the end of last year. He's been okay this year. He's certainly nothing like the Cy Young pitcher, and I think that's what the analytics were saying. I think that's what the velocity was saying. And he would have done the same, I think, with the Cubs as he's doing now, which is okay, but nothing spectacular.
Talking with John Heyman, Big Time Baseball podcast hosted with Josh Lewin, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Rotation of guest hosts. Featured guests include fellow Radio.com insiders Joe Girardi, Bob Nightingale. New episodes debut every Monday and Thursday through the end of MLB postseason. John, what did you make of Joe Maddon's protest of Sean Doolittle's toe tap and what statement that made in defense of Carl Edwards Jr.?
In this case, I don't mind it. It's nice to stick up for your guy, I guess. It didn't work out. He does protest a lot. I think he's got a reputation around the league. I don't think the umpires love him as much as we like Joe Maddon and how entertaining he is for the fans and some of his players. I think the owners in the league are starting to tire of him in general. But I didn't mind this one. If he's doing it to stick up for one of his players, it was not the same thing, the same deal, though. So I understood what the league did.
Yeah, it was a premeditated thing, in my opinion. He knew they were waiting for Sean Doolittle to come in to have a protest. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, he's always thinking of a protest. He's a good pro. He should have been a lawyer, probably, but he's doing okay as a manager, I guess.
All we're saying is give love a chance. I think
that's beautiful. I love that. Yeah. It's very nice.
Lennon. So, John, the White Sox are going to have a game tonight. We just don't know if they're going to have a pitcher or at least a starter. Looks like it could be a bullpen type game, and it looks like it could be maybe bring up some. I don't know what they're going to do. They haven't announced it. They haven't decided. It's just weird to go into a game against one of the best lineups in baseball without knowing who your starter is.
Yeah, the whole thing is weird with the opener and that, and maybe that's what they'll end up doing. I mean, ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter. They're not the wins and losses aren't going to matter this year. It's the progress of their kids. And overall, it's been a mixed scorecard. Obviously, Anderson's had a nice year. Moncada has shown some improvement. They've gotten Aloy up to the major leagues, so some positives. Giolito has been much, much better. Lopez has had moments, so I think that's basically the scorecard for the team. In terms of wins and losses, doesn't matter. Minnesota, maybe Cleveland will battle it out, and the other three teams in that division are rebuilding. I don't think there's any other way you can look at it.
John, you tweet about the Mets situation with Callaway, the manager, being in hot water and maybe down to his final days, perhaps. A lot of the seat getting hotter in New York. It's always hot, and the players now responding. What's his future? And if he is launched, what names will surface as speculative names?
Yeah, the future is definitely dicey. But as of yesterday, I heard he was going to manage today. I think a lot of people were speculating that he was going to be let go Monday. They had that meeting, which somehow leaked, or they leaked it, whatever they did. It got out a week ago that you know, we better start winning games. And in that time since then, they did win a couple games, but then they got swept by the Marlins, being one hit in one game, two hit in another game, just looked completely lifeless. And then Robbie Cano exacerbated things by not running hard on a comebacker with one out and a man on first and turned into a double play. And then after really not being benched, no repercussions, really not much. He didn't run on a ball that kind of hit the plate and rolled into fair territory and was turned into an easy double play because he thought it was foul. I mean, his excuse was he thought there were he miscalculated the number of outs in one case, and he thought it was going to be foul in another. I mean, that's not a good excuse. Doesn't look good. It looked bad. I mean, I don't think there was anything really terrible going on with the manager. I think he has generally the support of the coaches and the players, and would have been awfully quick to let him go. But people thought that today was going to be the day. That being said, he does appear to be on fairly thin ice. I think it's a competition between him and Davey Martinez, your old friend there with the Nats. And right now, Callaway is closer to the door than Davey Martinez is. I'll say that.
It's interesting that Bryce Harper is coming into Chicago. Interesting only because I think a lot of people thought at some point he was going to be the manning an outfield position in Chicago, and it never came to fruition, and they never bid on him. And then he obviously started the season slow, and everybody's, what's wrong with him? And now he's hit a couple homers, and they're winning some games. And his old buddy Chris Bryant is on fire, and what do you make of him in Philly? Is he comfortable now? Is he, you know, I don't want to say that the slump's over, that he's, but it feels like the slump's over, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's going to have ups and downs. We saw last year he had 249, still got a $330 million contract. Abbott's got big power, walks more than anybody in the league, also strikes out more than anybody in the league. I guess our assumption or thought that the Cubs were going to be big players. Obviously, the Cubs were very cognizant of the luxury tax. The decision is not made by friends. As much power as Chris Bryant may have, he can't decide who his teammates are. I'm sure he would have loved to have his friend from Las Vegas on the team, but that was not going to be the ultimate thing. The White Sox ended up being the team that really, and I know this was under the radar and late, that really did pursue him after they made their big pursuit for Machado, who did seem to be their first choice. But once that was done, they offered Harper, or suggested to Harper, at least a lot of times it's a question about the offer, that suggested to Harper that they would pay him about as much, maybe a little bit more, somewhere in that range. And ultimately he decided he wanted the guaranteed money, the biggest guarantee that he had out there, which was $330 million. In terms of his performance, I think, as soon as they start shifting on him, he's no longer a 280 hitter, and he seems to be more like a 250 hitter. But he's got big power, walks a lot, brings a lot of energy. And, you know, I think in terms of the cachet, there is a value to that, and people in Philly are excited about it. And right now, I think things are going well in Philly. part of it's because the rest of the division has been rather crummy. The NL Central has been the good division. As you know, we've kind of miscalculated. I thought they'd both be good divisions. Turns out one's a very good division. The other one's pretty lousy.
John, before we let you go, obviously the Cubs get a lot of attention in this town, and they deserve it. You got they're in first place, and they've come back and all those things. The White Sox quietly have been competitive. They're 21-24. This is a big week for the White Sox. They get four against the Astros on the road. Then they go into Minnesota. At the end of this week, I think you'll have a better idea just how competitive maybe they are or they aren't. In your mind, outside of Chicago, how big of a week is this for the White Sox?
Yeah, outside of Chicago, I don't think people are looking at it, but I'm glad you brought that up. They have outperformed, and good for them. They've got some real nice performances from some of their kids. I think that's a bigger deal. I think there's a chance. I mean, I don't want to put it this way. It could be a rude awakening for them to play Houston. Houston's the best team in baseball. Minnesota, obviously, really good, too. I don't think they're going to catch them. I give them credit, though. Renteria's doing a nice job this year to have them this close to 500. I know they're in a weak division. Their schedule's probably weaker than most, but, I give them credit for giving a good effort this year and showing some great improvement. I'll be shocked if they're contending in September, but they do have good young players, and I will not be shocked if they're contending a year from now.
Great stuff, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, John.
All right, great talking to you guys.
You too.
That's John Heyman, MLB Network, of course, radio.com, Sports MLB Insider, and it's always fun to talk to John.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.